Balus Sutopondru, El Pandru Kuperna, Divine Guidance, Iforson Trufu, Aloquis Fairlan, Taiwan, Yufu, Pandru Su.
Patricia McNair, your host of Divine Guidance with Patricia. If you are bursting to embrace and strengthen your connection to your divine guidance, your whole being, this is the show for you. Join me the first and third Wednesday of the month at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Are you ready to discover the amazing gift of the universe that is you? On Divine Guidance with Patricia, Spirit and I will trigger you to embrace and validate the light that you are. On my show, I will bring you thought-provoking, inspiring messages designed to ignite a spark of spiritual awareness, the first step to becoming a whole being. Join me on Divine Guidance with Patricia and discover your gifts and awaken your true sense of self to embrace and empower your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being. Divine Guidance with Patricia starts now. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Divine Guidance with Patricia. And before I introduce our amazing guests today, I just want to talk a little bit. Feels like I haven't been able to talk to you guys in a while. I've had some computer issues and some things have been happening, but guess what? That's not going to stop me ever, ever, ever. This spark is going to keep flying. So get used to it, world. Here I am. The music there just before the show, it just reminds me how many beautiful people that I have in my life. For those of you who don't know, that music is actually all put together with Dr. Pat and I. The water is actually the brook on our property here. The Australian Aboriginal sticks had been gifted to my husband from the elders in Australia, and so he honored me by putting those in there. Our little seven-year-old grandson did the Tahitian bells for us in that music. We have beautiful, beautiful beings, friends of ours on the South Shore of Nova Scotia who do the planetary gongs. And those are the gongs you heard in the background. And what am I missing? Oh, yes, my beautiful, beautiful friend, Marty Rao in the UK, did the song of the soul and the chant the soul. So we put it all together and come up with that. And every time I hear it, it just makes my soul sparkle and shine. So thank you. I just want to remind everybody that's original. So we have a beautiful being who has, I don't know, touched my heart in a really warm way. And is known to my being now as a real good comrade and a friend. And I look forward to this year possibly meeting up with him in Calgary and sitting down at his beautiful sanctuary and sharing spirit. Now, some of you know him. Probably you should get to know him. But this is Zala. And Zala comes to us today with beautiful energy as usual. And he's booked with Dr. Pat on Friday. Somehow Dr. Pat and I are on the same wavelength because we both booked this guy. So on Friday, he's going to be giving a very heartfelt and soul-felt message for Earth Day. And so as I was logging on this morning, of course, spirit's in my ear as usual, and then I was told, why don't we just get to know Zala a little bit today? And he can still share messages because he's very good at bringing forward messages for the Earth and for all of us. But why don't we just get to know Zala a little bit? So first I want to say hi, Zala. Welcome to the show again.
Good to have you. Good to be here. Thank you, Patricia, for having me on your show. That's very gracious of you. And thank you for doing what you do in terms of being a light to the world. There's a lot of us volunteers that have come here from the other half of the sky, you know, that have agreed to come and get our final initiation in terms of getting immersed in duality, swimming in it, and then rising to the ocean of love in the face of it.
Yes, so, saying goodbye to this duality experience.
Only when you've had enough. Yeah. And like I say to my students, you know, master's wish, whatever it is, I wish you enough.
Yes, and I am enough. I am absolutely enough. And I love the enoughness that I am. Don't you?
Well, it's whether you have enough of duality. It's whether or not you have enough of the human drama that I wish everybody, because when you've had enough, you seek, I believe, a vertical connection. And that's where I say that humanity right now is in this divine squeeze. We're getting squeezed. And the squeeze is where a lot of people are saying, OMG, like, oh my God, like, what's going on? This is like crazy. And so it's a matter of the process that if you don't really know what's going on, because you got to go within. And if you don't go within, you're going to go without. You go without sanity. You go without love. You go without so many of your dreams. So if you don't go within, you go without.
I love that.
And it's it's a multi-dimensional sentence. Mm-hmm. If you don't go within, you will go without.
Absolutely, I agree. I am like, I'm so excited. You know, if we as beautiful beings and if we could really remember and understand how powerful, how beautiful, and our divine and holy purpose for being here right now as containers of light to rid this planet of darkness and evil. I mean, wow, hello. Like it excites my soul.
I understand. It should excite your soul to the point that you're on fire in a good way,
yes,
as to the opportunity, because wherever you're at right now, in whatever you're faced with, I say, you've got to subscribe to what I call HHC. You got to, in order to convert it, you got to go harmonize, harness, convert. You got to harmonize with it. And so you understand what's going on. You understand what's going on out there, but more so, you understand what's going on in here, mm-hmm, and how you're perceiving it. So you got to harmonize, harness. You got to harness the Tasmanian devil within you, where you just want to, I don't know, for a lot of people, they just want to poo-poo all over it, the situation. And I say, no, no, no. Look at what it's triggering inside of you. You got to, mm-hmm, harness that. You got to harness it. And the third step is you got to convert what's within you with love. Harmonize, harness, convert. This is something that I came up with through my divine, I don't know, 15 years ago. And I've been teaching it. And so many of my students say, is there any other way? And I say, no, because although whatever triggered you is in the timeline first, the priority first is what's going on inside of you.
Yes, I always take it back to you and see, okay, what's happening? What's happening here, instead of blaming the other person because, oh, that person made me mad or that person said the wrong thing. No, heck no. It's rights and responsibility inside of your own being. Why did I get upset? Oh, yeah, that's not fixed. Let's take a look at that. Get down and get dirty and get her done, right?
Yeah, you have it. So it's a fact that if you're listening to shows like this or if you're producing them or if you're a guest on them, you were some of the original volunteers that came down here as angels, and we're all angels. So most people don't know that. But we're all angels with varying degrees of very serious amnesia. Very serious amnesia. You don't know who you are. Mm-hmm. You don't know why you came. And why you came is what you have to own, and what you have to own is right in front of your face, typically.
Exactly. I would agree with that wholeheartedly. And what I've discovered in sharing spirit with people is that many times what you brought forward from a soul level as a gift or as a purpose is the hardest for you to accept, go along with, or understand. in the physical. It's kind of like your brain doesn't work that way because you brought in the divinity of truth. How can people lie like that? Like it's like a disconnection between the soul gift you brought in and the physical brain that you have here. So do you find that?
I couldn't agree more. Sorry about stepping on your toes there.
No worries. They're fine.
Okay. I couldn't agree more because on the other half of the sky, typically you have planted things in your life, existence, in duality, in that lifeline that you have sent to yourself to overcome because you didn't get it and overcome it last time around. So you had to like resend it to yourself. And so when you're experiencing it, it's a real soft spot. I mean, it is a real soft spot. And you quite often say, I resent that. And I say, yeah, you did resend it to yourself. Yeah,
resent.
Yeah.
I love it.
And a lot of people smile and they go, okay, I guess I resent it. Yeah. And if you can grow bigger than it, if you can convert it, those are going to be the brightest points. They shine really bright on your lifeline when you get to the other half of the sky. And look at that. Wow. So, you know what? This is life on this planet.
It's amazing. I'm so in love. I'm so in love with being here right now at a time when so many people are either afraid to be here or discouraged to be here or confused about being here. Now, I can't say that everything is love and light because anyone who is doing love and light only, how do I put it? If you're only doing love and light, you ain't doing it right. So it's like, I have my moments of confusion. I have my moments. I'm a human being in this form. But at the same token, my base, I've got my base back. I lost my base for, well, probably about 3.5 years. But I've got my base back. And my base is that I'm here. So here we go, Creator. You know, like sometimes when it gets really hard, I go, I'm here. I don't get this, but I'm here, Creator. Use me. Let's do this. Guide me. Show me. Help me. I kind of stumbled here. When I get on my feet, you can just smile at me because I'm going to run with this. And that's how I feel today because the confusion is that, like you said, as humans, there's a lot closing in. But if you take a look around the world, it's the whales, it's the trees, it's every living thing upon this planet right now is being squished to the max. And I think that in the process of removing huge, huge beings and deities of darkness and evilness off this planet, you can't help it. It's got to be transmutated in and through everything upon this planet. And people are not aware of what I call earth releases or transmutation. Everybody that's bringing the light into their soul being is helping to remove part of that off of this planet. And I love Mother Earth. I love her with my whole heart and soul. And I really appreciate the opportunity that she brings all of us, every living consciousness upon her, because to me she's a living library of divine love, and we all came here to love and learn love in different modalities, different forms, different ways, to express love, because out there we are all love. But what kind of love? You know, we want to dance around and play with love a little bit and understand it on deeper levels, so we come here. That's my concept of it. So I'm here, and I'm darn well going to do the best I can while I'm here. And I'm going to love everyone. And I'm going to even have compassion for darkness, because darkness is only light covered with crud and has forgotten who and what they are. So they need to remember that. Maybe not here at this time. Let's get them off and deal with them somewhere else. But let's still have compassion, because a lot of hurt people are still hurting people. So how can we get hurt people not to hurt people anymore?
Thank you. I have a line that says it all, and it has to do with Earth Day that's coming up. And the line is, the perception is, bloom where you're planted. And so for a lot of people, they're uncomfortable with where they're planted, but the idea is the way to get out of that is by being present and by looking in gratitude for what it is that you can give thanks for. And that has the ability to lift you out from where it is that you're at, because a lot of people, as they really realize they're getting buried by life, what they don't realize is that they've just been planted. And it's those kind of clear thoughts and perceptions that allow people that are really taxed by the dynamics of life to say, well, okay, I'm getting buried by life. Could it be that I'll alter my perception? I'm just being planted to get to a new level of consciousness by going to get squeezed within. And the common line is, oh my God, a lot of people come to me and they say, you know, life has just driven me to my knees. And I say, that's a really good place
to start. It's a good place to be. You bet. That's a
great place to start if you're really, really ready. And so Earth Day that's coming up here is a phenomenal thing, because unless all of us realize this, could it be that everyone is being taxed on my latest book? It's called The Big Three. Everyone's getting taxed on relationships, on financial, on health. And what I say about those three in the book is that the oversoul, your divine, will meet you at every dead end, even if you have to die to do it.
That's right.
That is right. And so on the big three, while you're getting squeezed, the idea is that you're going to get squeezed and rise above duality. You're going to go vertical versus horizontal of past, future, and realize, okay, anger is of the past, fear is of the future. I've got to get right in the center of this and rise, because this is the age of connect. This is the age of reconnect, probably a better word. We all came in connected, and then we shifted from our heart to our head in all the dynamics of life. And suddenly that was where we got disconnected. We got disconnected because we were putting priority as people, places, things, times, events. And you know what? We get wired and we get disconnected because we're not putting the oversoul and our divine as a priority. So the squeeze is on right now. No matter where you're at, you're going to be affected. I mean, I believe that COVID, whether you believe in COVID or not, I believe that COVID is a catalyst.
Mm-hmm.
It's a catalyst. A huge catalyst for truth. It's a huge catalyst for clarity. It's a huge catalyst for forgiveness. Mm-hmm. It's a huge catalyst for connection.
And sovereignty.
Connection comes naturally from sovereignty, and sovereignty comes from connection. They're two halves of a tire, actually.
Yeah.
They are.
So with that, can I ask you, Nazala, I know that you have mentioned before that you were in the economic commerce world, and you just felt low. So, you know, I think that what you just said about people getting disconnected, I think that might indicate for you that you were missing that connection but didn't understand what it was at the time, and you went to, so you actually took it to yourself to take a divine action, to make a change, to dive in a little bit deeper than just the physical and emotional and see what it was. Now, I know that nobody's privy to who you, and I'm not going to push for any of that. But I would like to ask, where did that loneliness of not knowing your depth, where did that actually stem from for you in your life at that time? What drove you to that? What pushed you in that direction?
what pushed me in that direction was the dissatisfaction that I had, even with success, with the moderate success that I had. I was no place near the level of a Donald Trump, but I didn't need hundreds of millions of dollars. I just realized that things were hollow. And believe me, I tried to make them very, very gratifying in terms of money, in terms of enjoying people, places, things, times, events. But you know what? And there was just something so hollow that I just knew that this was not the way to go. And so I was miserable. And boy, oh boy, was I miserable. And I mean, no amount of sex, drugs, rock and roll when I was in that arena could actually satisfy me. Could not. But so I realized that one thing that I didn't do was to get outside of it. And I've never been a religious guy. I've never been a religious guy. But I had interest in spirituality. So what I did was is that I terminated my life at that point. And I mean, I walked away from seven figures income when I was 40. I mean, that's still a lot of money today. That's still a lot of money. But money wasn't the answer. Mm-hmm. It was happiness. And I mean, I thought that money was the way to happiness. And I didn't realize that happiness was the way. And then ultimately you take happiness and you realize happiness needs a reason, but joy doesn't. So you graduate from happiness to joy. Mm-hmm. Then at least I found a calming. It was a salve to my soul. That it was a salve to my soul, if you can imagine. So I took off, you know, I thought a few months, and then that I studied under a teacher for 7 years in a foreign land. And then as I'd come back into society, I'd realize, boy, oh boy, was I different. I was different to begin with. I was weird to begin with, actually. And most people who come this way realize that they are different. Mm-hmm. And I was beyond different. I was weird in terms of where my values were mixed up. And then I got the correct values, and then I realized I'm probably more weird because of what my priorities are. But that's okay. Like, at least this weird, I'm happy with myself.
So, this is great. I love being weird. It's
fun. Yeah, well, you gotta be prepared to be different.
You have to be prepared to be yourself.
And that's why you're different. You know, what I tell people, my students is, look, everybody's got a thumb. Mm-hmm. But you see this thumbprint? I'm not special. Unique. Okay. Unique.
One of a kind. Was it?
Unique. And maybe that should be spelled YOU-unique. You
got it.
Unique. You're different.
Unique.
And, mm-hmm. Yeah. And put a hyphen in there. And I mean, that's quite often where you'll find your connection to your soul is by listening to yourself that you're not special. You're unique.
You're beautiful. You're powerful. You're really so loved.
I'm sorry, anyone, I missed you there. What'd you say?
I stepped on your toes, so I guess we're playing toes back and forth.
Okay, go ahead.
I think if we could only understand how much we are loved, how much we are deeply loved and appreciated by the angelic realm, by the ascendant master realm, by Earth herself, by a tree, how much we are totally, totally loved, validated, and appreciated. We would not look anywhere to any other human being, to anything, for that accomplishment and achievement. It's the best, world's worst kept secret, I think. Isn't it, Zala?
Well, it is. And I'd like to say that we at the Center for Transformation, the CFT.ca, if I could give us a plug there.
Oh, give it a couple.
Yeah, the CFT.ca, go there, take a look at the website. You could probably spend a couple of hours going through all that I have posted there. And as you become a member of the site, it's the center of the bullseye because we have a member site within the website, which is really where a lot of the core material are. But how you get, where do you go to get trained in this knowledge, in this society, electronically? Where can you go to take basic spirituality on a weekly basis, right through to quantum mechanics and physics? There's no place that I've found. And I found teachers along the way that are good for a section of it. But there's very few people, teachers, true teachers, I call them TTs. Yes, they could do the full spectrum all the way. Now, these classes would take 7 years at a week each and an hour a week. So you have to be not just involved, but you have to be committed. But we take you to where it is that you have are full, because we can put information into the oral here, but it's not so much what you ingest, it's what you digest.
Yeah, it's how you take that information and live it, and then come back and take a look. We are not taking any breaks. We're just having a ball here, Jacob. I'm so sorry. I think we're just going to keep going through. But just let me know towards the end of the show, okay? Like when we're getting down to about 10 minutes or so, and then maybe we'll do something then. We'll see. But I am so intrigued, and I really do appreciate and respect you, Zala, and the friendship that we're creating is amazing. And so I'm being a little selfish. I'm not going to take any breaks. We're just going to keep going. How's that?
Well, that's fine. I mean, you're the quarterback. The fact is, going back to the CMT,
we're my quarterback.
Where can you go online to take weekly classes by Zoom, by video, that you can ask questions? And so if you come to the CFT, we have a class called the Consciousness Accelerator, and it's basically 10 sessions with me. They're not very long, but they're very rich. They're like on an average of 15 minutes each. There's some homework, and you can purchase that course there. And then from there, you can graduate to what we call the Spiritual Awakening, which is 3 certified consciousness coaches. These are students that are professionals. They're educated. And they're educated not just academically, but spiritually as well. And they teach 3 classes each from 9 classes. Each class is about an hour, and there's homework there. So the Spiritual Awakening class is something you can purchase as well to take you to the next level. So there's about 3 steps that you can take before I teach you a full day, which is called a whole capital I day. Capital I is this vertical here of the 3-part system of me, myself, and I, or body, mind, and spirit, the Lord God of my being. We have this trilogy, and I call it an I because it's in line as an I, and I call it a whole I day, which is the basis of a holy day, which is the basis of a holiday. That's where it came from. And so we teach you a full day. I teach you on a Saturday. And then once you've pre-qualified, so it gives you time to think about whether or not you want to join the center. And by the way, what I say is, this isn't about drinking the Kool-Aid and following the teacher. No, this is about connecting and listening to your heart is what it's about. It's not about being fed a fish a day. It's about being taught how to fish. And so true teachers, I believe these days, my students call me maestro. And so a maestro is a conductor of the dynamics that are in play, because we all live in a musical universe, you know. It is. Scientists are finding that out already, how deeply music can move you. And we say all these words unconsciously, like universe, one song, universe, one song. Like, I'm in tune with what you're saying. Like, this sounds like, I feel like I'm in rhythm. This feels good. And this is a symphony. Well, a true meister, a true teacher, a TT or a meister, what he does is gets you to operate your own vehicle, which is filled with organs, and you get to play your vehicle, you get to play your organ and be in symphony. All the organs are in symphony with each other. That's called health. And how to get in rhythm with the universe, with the earth on Earth Day, and then every day gets to be an Earth Day. And so I'm big on celebrating Earth Day going forward. I think that all of us need to start making that as our mainstay. All true teachers, all TTs need to be saying, we all need to be doing this, because in in supporting Earth Day. Could it be that in the face of things being pressured in financial, in relationships, in health, could it be the answer to get these up again in the right direction means that you give back to Mother Earth, even though these are perfect, even though these are being pressured, you say, I've got to do something for the greater good. Now, if the whole planet does this, then I think that we can all rise because the ocean's going to come in and all boats rise in a rising tide. And I think that that's what's required, because if we don't do this, Patricia, very soon we may not have a place to stand. Mm-hmm. As ridiculous as that is, I'd urge all of the listeners to go see on the internet, go see The Story of Stuff. Punch in
Story of Stuff.
Just tap in The Story of Stuff. I think you can probably get it on Netflix as well. But if you watch The Story of Stuff, really what it's about is we need to stop buying things.
Yeah, consumer.
Because then we got to throw it away. And then Mother Nature's got to dispose of that. Mm-hmm. And the toxicity of disposing of it for Mother Nature is horrific. And we're at the end, I think, of this spot before we have to connect. And the way that we connect here divinely is how we connect to Mother Nature. Now, I want to get this out, so listen very closely. As the Earth goes through a correction, and we're about to experience a correction, like they have on the previous five root races, I'll say this, there's one truth that survived all of these previous root races, and it's this. Mother Nature preserves that which is in tune with it. And the only way that you get in tune with Mother Nature and start respecting her is by first being in tune in the divine squeeze right here. Because if you're connected here, you start acting very considerately. And you start thinking, even though my life isn't perfect, I'm going to give back. Because I'm not sure my life will ever be perfect and optimized the way that I would like it. So why don't I just give back in the face of it? And I think for those people who want to contribute to the world and making it a better place ecologically, for the safety of all concerned, for the best of all concerned, then I think what happens is, I think that divinely you get some reprieve on your big three. And if you don't, at least you go back to the other half of the sky, saying it wasn't always my world only. It was, I'm going to give back, even though my situation isn't perfect.
Can you just give me the three? It was health, financial, and...
relationships.
Okay, here we go. So you trigger me and I love it. So I'm working with Divine Mother Earth. The disconnection with her and our health, the disconnection with Mother Earth for the natural medicines and all that, and being connected to nature and connected to her, creates a good health because it's a microcosm of the macrocosm of Earth. And the financial side is that we've allowed our energy to be depicted and labeled in the currency of money. However, Mother Earth is so bountiful and there's such abundance with Mother Earth on all levels that there's enough on this planet for the need, but not the greed. And the other one was relationships. Well, you know, many of the traditional elders around the world that I've sat with has said the suffering has started with the disconnection to the mother, with the disconnection to Mother Earth. And that connection that they had previously was so intense and so strong. And it was natural. It wasn't a forced one. Like children knew when they were sitting on the grass as babies that they had this connection to this planet, that knowledge, that wisdom, that experiencing being alive on Mother Earth, I think, is the disconnect for Earth and us, don't you?
I think you're bang on the money. Let me just encircle what you just said through the sobering Cree prophecy. Yes. And I think that everybody in the whole world should have this put in their living room. And they'd have to really pull it down to watch TV. I hope that they would be pasted on TV, right on the physical unit of the TV before they turn it on. It says this, only after the last tree has been cut down, only after the last river has been poisoned, mm-hmm. only after the last fish has been caught, mm-hmm. only then will humanity find that money cannot be eaten.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah. I'm very, very well versed in that. It's so true. Humanitarians are returning. We are returning to be humanitarians. That's the beauty of what's happening right now on this planet. Not seen. You're not going to see it on MSN. That's for sure, because they want their own little narrative to play. But the beauty of being alive on this sacred planet, because we came here for a purpose. We chose to be here at this time to bring those beams and beacons of light and to hold the light so that others can reconnect to this planet, to each other, to divine and universal law, and to love. Because love is just one of the highest vibrations that you could ever, ever tap back into.
You know, you're so right. But for a lot of people that aren't there, they can't even capture what you just said and what I just said about love. But the fact is that we're all here walking each other home. That's first. We're all here. And in terms of the planet, no one person can do this alone. Not one. This is something that's going to absolutely force us, or before that, hopefully, pull us together. And we should never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed people can change the world. Indeed, it is the only thing that ever has. And that's by Margaret Mead. I'll say that again. We should never doubt that a group of small, thoughtful, committed people can change the world. Indeed, it is the only thing that ever has. I mean, that's stunning when you think about that. So it's going to mean that we all have to be together on this common cause, if nothing else, for the sake of our children, our grandchildren. Because at our current rate of descent, let me tell you something that's shocking, and you can check it out, and that is the kids that are born now with an average age of 18, at the current rate of descent, they will not see a natural death. They will not see it. Unless we, as elders, I'm talking more mature adults, say, we need to stand up. We need to stand for freedom. We need to stand for connection. We need to stand for truth. We need to stand for transformation. I'm not talking about change. I'm talking about transformation. Change is what you do for somebody else. It's temporary. Transformation is permanent. It's what you do because it's the right thing to do. Transformation is permanent. You're going to be this way whether or not somebody else is around or not. You are going to be this way. It's the cocoon to the butterfly. It's irreversible.
The divine hookup.
Yeah. We're living at a point right now where honestly, it's people like you, it's people like me that are getting to the airwaves and getting to the people that say, it's time to take a stand. You got to stand for something. And you know what? Your big three doesn't have to be perfect so that then you've got time to do it. Don't get caught in that trap. How about in the face of your big three not being optimized, financial, relationships, health, but you're going to give back. You're going to give back whether somebody's looking or not. I mean, that's integrity. Integrity is what you do when no one's looking. So you know what, when you're out for a walk and you see that crushed can or that non-crushed can or that piece of paper, if you don't pick it up, my attitude is, if I don't pick it up, who's going to pick it up? And then you put it in this proper facility. So at least Mother Nature's got some places where she can concentrate on the degradation of the pile in the trash hump. But the rest of the land, sun's coming in. it's Mother Nature's rejuvenating herself as best she can. You know, watch the story of stuff, because right beside that, you can see the story of trash. And I mean, then you'll look at this and go, oh my God, guilty. Guilty, guilty. I'm throwing away stuff here where it's easier to throw it away than it is to get fixed. How long will it take Mother Nature to dispose of what I'm throwing away here? How long will it take? And suddenly you go, okay, I'll fix it. I'll try and fix it.
Well, it's responsibility as being caretakers. You know, if you have a home, you're responsible to keep it clean. You're responsible to have it healthy. So your home is Mother Earth. What would the difference be?
I can't say more about that. You know, I mean, we're here in this life to be present. We're here about evolution, you know, and we need to start thinking about we as a group to do this. Mm-hmm. And so every once in a while, you know, one thing comes along that changes everything. One thing, you know, let's talk about one thing. Edison, Bell, Marconi, the automobile, Kitty Hawk, the internet. Now, each of these things, think about how deeply one of these things changed our world as we knew it. And could you imagine being without one of these things today? I don't think we can. So the interesting part about these things that I just mentioned, the one thing, is that most of them are created in North America. You know why? Because it was the land of the free. You know why? Creation comes from freedom. That's why. You got to get free of what's owning you. Take your focus off of always financial relationships, health. Take your focus off. Try giving back in the face of these not being perfect and see what happens to these. I'm going to suggest that the divine smiles on you and say, ah, we have someone here that's waking up. Let's give them some reprieve. And then you start giving back more. And you do it in the face of this. Now, the one thing right now that has the ability to transform war, it does, and has ability to transform everything, but it's got to be as a collective. It's in a collective of human collaboration. The one thing that can bring our planet back from the ecological brink into balance, well, what's the one thing to control corporations and bring them back from impunity for polluting the planet? What's this one thing? Integrity. And my center is a school about integrity, because integrity is a bedfellow with peace, is a bedfellow with love. They're all equal in neon lights high. Integrity equals ultimate love, equals ultimate peace. And if you have these levels here, you know what happens is things start to open up for you. That's what happens. It's what happens. And so a lot of people would say, that's a stretch. I'd say, why don't you try it?
Yeah.
What have we got to lose saving the planet?
So, Zella.
Yeah.
Let's say there are people that, well, actually, it's me. Okay, I'm going to fess up. It's me. So, my dear friend Zella, do you do things in person now that it's opened up? Is there an actual center? Is there a place where people can come in and see and have a tea with some of your trained professionals, meet other members, kind of be like a community?
Yeah, we do have a center. The center right now is through Zoom, but I mean, we have a community center that we've met at for years, years. I mean, We've been the best kept secret in North America. The center's been around for 21 years. It's wow. It's only in the last 6 months that I've let my picture appear on the website. I wasn't given divine direction before that. So now you get to see me on the website, a picture. I'm coming out of the closet here.
Sure.
Yeah. And thank you for assisting in me coming out of the closet. But we've been the best kept secret in North America. We have a center in the mountains that we go to, that we rent, that we hold retreats at from 3 days to 7 days as well. Now, we haven't started that back up yet because the members in their voting have said 52% said, we'll do this by Zoom for right now. Mm-hmm. And we've got others that say, come on, we can go. We're under the blue bubble of Zelo. We'll be fine. But for other people, you know what? They're not there yet. And so
I'm there.
Yeah. And so it is just a matter of time because we've been doing that for a long, long time, like 10 years plus out in nature. And what I do is I put you through initiations. Once you've gone through the preparatory steps of you making sure that you want to be in here, because the membership here, I say to the public, the center is open to anyone. It is. But it's not for everyone. You got to be really wanting to get above the confusion. You got to really want to connect with yourself. Because if you connect with yourself, you get clarity. Will you be perfect? No. Am I perfect? No. Was Jesus perfect? No. That's the purpose of the story of the money changers on the steps of the sacred temple. I mean, he grabbed him by the scruff of the neck and the pants and said, out of here. You know, so anyways.
I thought was perfect.
Oh, yeah. Perfect when they included it. Absolutely. But you have to decide that you've had enough. If you've had enough, then a center like mine, where you can meet people from all walks of life and you can talk to them how long they've been around, like these certified consciousness coaches that I have, I've trained them for more than 15 years.
Yes.
15 years. And so we're having to do that because as we go out to the world and we're prepared to do that electronically, then everybody can take the three classes with each one of them in the spiritual awakening section. So you got to do consciousness accelerator first. Then you do spiritual awakening and you get three different coaches, three separate classes. And then you get to have a chat with each one of them for the three that you just classes that you took, ask all your questions. So we try and make it very thorough and very good and very, very extremely valuable. Because you know why? We want you to get your sanity back. Because insanity occurs when you're not connected. That is where it occurs.
Yes.
So, yes, we have done that for years. But, you know, the first definition or another definition of integrity is putting spirit first, putting God first. Yeah. And that's where a lot of our insanity has been. You know what happened is people just lost their way.
Yeah.
They just lost their way. They put the illusion first, Patricia.
Enlightenment is just that you got to get back to the light within, and you got to make sure that, you know, if you're assisting or helping anybody, I don't believe that anyone is above anyone, no matter if you've come awake with divine and holy messages and gifts in the last year, or you've been awake for 20 years, there's no one higher or lower than anyone else. It's a level of commitment, consciousness, and connection. So those three things for me. Now, is there another book coming?
Well, yeah, there is. But the one that's the most recent that was just published is The Big Three. You can find it on various locations on the internet, but I think Amazon's got it as well. It's my third book. The first two books were about parents and grandparents reading values to the grandkids, to the kids, that inoculate them from getting lost in the illusion. So these two books are incredible, the first two books. And so, again, it's about life values. Life values like love first, will second. That's a really good one. That's the one that I taught my grandkids. Love first, will second. That's a really, really big one.
That sounds really intriguing. Yeah, have you thought recently about maybe being a host of your own show once a month?
Well, you know what?
And having that consistent presence that's needed.
We have a Friday class every Friday, and it's free to the public. If you come to the site, you'll be able to register for this. And it's a 45-minute talk, 6:30 Mountain Time on Friday mornings. It's open to the public. You can hear me and you can stick around for free for as long as you want to. And I'll teach you more about what it is that we're talking about here, but in more detail. I read the audience and I know what level I can speak at. And I know what must be addressed because I have that innate ability within me. I'm not bragging. I'm not trying to impress you. I'm trying to impress upon you that everybody's got this. I'm no one special. I am unique. And so when you understand that the principle of being integrity is being whole and undivided as defined by Google, the state of being whole and undivided. Most people that come to me, they're fractured and they're insane. There's so many things that they're arguing about. And what I say is, stop. Muddy water is left alone. Become clear. So just stop. Stop. If you do this, you're going to start connecting. You're going to start seeing little lights that you're going to say, oh my God, I didn't realize this was possible. And in one of my books, I talk about the S treatment. And if you really want to connect, the S treatment is five S's, Patricia. Sitting, still, silently, at sunrise and sunset. Sitting, still, silently, at sunrise and sunset. Now, you can have any one of these on their own. But when you combine them as a collective, and you do it consistently, and you do it consciously, because you can be consistent and not be conscious. How you do your shower in the morning is probably consistent, but it's unconscious because you have a routine. So what I say is do it consistently and do it consciously and watch what happens. All of today, what I'm talking to you about, this should be of really particular interest to all of your audience. If you follow what I'm talking to you about and brushing you on and what you're gathering from this, and I do hope that you listen to this talk again. The byproduct is this. Here we go. It's what maestros call, here's what you get. It's called the prima materia. The prima materia, Patricia, is a fertile mind where you can think about something and your incidence of coincidence go way up. And then after a while, if it keeps doing it, then you're in synchronicity. And this is all courtesy of the divine because you're in integrity. What's integrity? Being whole and undivided. You got to be connected. Enough of the old way. How much more being squeezed, I would say to everyone in your audience, can you stand? How much more of being squeezed in financial relationships and health can you stand? And if you're ready, then you know what? Give us a holler at the cft.ca. Come on over, take a look at the site. See if this is for you. Again, we're open to anyone, but it's not for everyone. You've got to realize that you're going to be serious about your evolution. And it's not about following the guru or the teacher and drinking the Kool-Aid.
Heck no.
It's about following yourself. I'm not here to feed you a fish today. I'm here to teach you how to fish.
And put the worm on the hook.
Yeah.
So maybe, with that,
maybe I'm the worm. Maybe I am the worm on the hook.
Maybe we're all worms on the hook. So who knows? So what I want to do, we've only got a few minutes left. This show goes so fast, and I'm so appreciative not to take any breaks and just share with dear friends like yourself. I just wanted to remind the listening audience is that CFT is Center for
Transformation.
Formation.
That's it. But our location is the CFT.
Right. Okay, perfect. All right, just want everyone to get guided there. It might be interesting to go hook up for a Friday morning coffee. And just, I can't express when you share a beautiful energy with another being and you watch the show and you can pick up on the energy, you can feel the comfortability of it. But if you were to actually go have a coffee with Zala himself and some of his beautiful members, it might be a whole unique experience. It's one I haven't done yet, but I need to commit to. I'm aware of that, and I shall do that. So I want to give you the last couple minutes. You might regret it because I find when I go to things, I'm so full of life and love and spirit that I don't know how to sit on my hands and not type a whole volume of book because I'm right excited. And some people may take that as ego, but it's my passion it's really hard to stop that passionate ball from rolling. So hey, I'm going to give you the last say and the last word, my friend Zala.
Thank you for that.
I love you and I thank you.
I love you too. Thanks for doing what you do. In closing, all of you, listen to me. You came here to go through three phases of life. The first phase is when you're growing up but not growing old. So you get to that phase of 18 or 20. Body does not age. The second phase is looks like a seismic graph where this is positive above the line. This is negative below the line. This is duality. This is your emotions. This is how things did or did not work out for a while. After you've had enough of this duality, you come to the third phase, if you're lucky. Most people never get out of the second phase. They die in the second phase in the illusion. The third phase is called the alone phase. Alone comes from two words, all one. And you naturally at this point want to have some time alone just to think, just to be. I understand that's the specialty. And in doing the alone phase, you're at peace. Then what happens is that then you can trigger, if you get some instruction, the prima materia, the fertile memory, the fertile mind, I should say, where imagination to fruition time gets enhanced tremendously. It's up to you, though. You've got to see this happen in your life, and this is why you're here, and this is why you'll get called, if this makes sense to you.
It makes beautiful sense. And with that note, check him out. Go and have a coffee Friday morning with Zala. Zala, thank you so much. I look forward to booking you again. Thank you, audience. See you next time on Divine Guidance with Patricia. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Divine Guidance with Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Patricia McNair. Tune in next time to explore more challenges that can help you achieve your whole being. I know we are all capable of truly being whole. And with a little empowerment, anyone can access an entire universe of knowing that is just waiting to be explored. For more information about me and my services, visit divineguidance.earth. That's divineguidance.earth. See you next time, where together we focus on solutions for the whole being.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.